I'm in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Bite, Amahoro. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. From the English to Africa service in Washington, I'm Heather Maxwell. This week I've got a wonderful selection of Pan-African sweetness. I'm talking great songs from Uganda's Global Dance Hit of the Year to a little-known university choral piece from Southwest Cameroon to a golden oldie with a country twang from Sierra Leone. I have a special guest today, too. His name is Jacques Popo Murigande, and he's a musical artist and the director of Rwanda's number one and only international music festival called Kigali Up. He joins me by phone to describe how that festival went. It just happened last weekend. So stay tuned for that in the first half of the hour. And then, after a little more great music, we've got fan mail with Jackson Mvunganyi, another VOA producer and co-host of the popular talk radio show Up Front. He's going to read the fan mail for us, and that's a lot of fun, so I know you're going to love that. And then there's just more great music. So stick around, babies. Don't you go anywhere this whole hour, because you're with me. I'm going to start you off with the feminine side of African music. There's three dynamite singers coming at you right now, back to back, out of Gabon, Cameroon, and Rwanda. The Gabonese powerhouse Patience Dabani cuts the cake with this awesome, irresistible, feel-good song, Chiki Chiki.
Jérémy et Mani, Annie préfère Moussa. Moussa lui en aime une autre. L'affaire l'est, tout le monde devient chou. La situation est chiki chiki. L'amour nous rend chou chou. Tout le monde devient fou. Situation est devenue conga conga et l'affaire l'est chiki chiki. On devient tous chuku, chuku. La solution est chiki chiki. L'amour nous rend chuku chuku et tout le monde ne comprend plus rien dit et
Colossé.
Où elle est c'est l'amour.
La situation.
La situation est milinga. Quand c'est bloqué, c'est kanga. La solution est tiki.
Everybody, hi, it's Heather. That was Cheeky Cheeky, the first song of the hour by Patience Dabani from Gabon. The song comes off her 2013 CD, La Locomotive. And did you know that Patience Dabani was the former First Lady of Gabon and mother of the current president? Yeah, man. She's a powerhouse in more ways than one.
VOA. Music time in Africa.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Here is a recent release from Cameroon. La 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 by the Queen of Bikutsi, Lady Ponce.
Ici. La 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 La. Toi et moi, on finit. L'homme, l'unique, sans condition, sans projet, toi et moi.
C'est la la la.
Sans amour, sans espoir, Bepo.
En fini,
sans avenir, ni calcul, la mongo.
C'est la la la.
N'en parlons plus, sentiment, ni ambition.
En fini,
ici, si, on finit, toi et moi.
La 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 la, on finit, toi et moi.
Manager, cueille-toi, l'histoire des prochaines ne manque pas.
All right, that was Lady Ponce. That single came out back in March, but her whole album now has just been released, and it's called Bain de Son, which in French, it means a bath of sounds. The shaking going on in that video of all shapes and sizes, mostly big, is just fantastic.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather. And so we're in the middle of a triple play of female voices from the continent. We started out with Patience Tabani, and then we just heard Lady Ponce, and now here's a Rwandan songstress, Miss Jojo.
Jororirije, nirakambye yengarambe. Umwezi wanze gutamurura garambe we. Ndahamagara mwitabwa nizo nyiramubande. Imvura imbeho ye yengarambe ntunsige.
Ese mwana wa mama urarizwa neke ninde wagushavuje humura humura dore twaje 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 kugohoza oya tukihebe mwana oya tushapore mwana wa mama oya.
Chaga ngarambe none dare muri hemwese ngarambe ntusige chobanze sobanurire
homore dore twaje umucyura tangaje we know it tere utambe neze wawe. We know the sun get every shot.
We know.
We know that thing.
Yeah.
We know more.
All right. This is Heather on the mic, and you just heard Miss Jojo from Rwanda. Now, she stepped out of the spotlight quite a bit after converting to Islam. She married a Muslim. That's what I heard anyway when I was in Rwanda. And, you know, it made me think, the things we do for love.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now it's time to get the 411. You probably don't know that expression, but it's because it's a number we dial here in the U.S. When you want to get information, you dial the number 411. So when you want information, you say, give me the 411 on something or somebody. So anyway, we are now going to get the 411 on the Kigali Up Festival. You know, I was invited to sing there this year, but couldn't make it. But anyway, let's find out from the director of Kigali Up, Jacques Popo Murigande, how it all went down, even without me.
Bite Popo, amakuru.
Ijiza, nawe amakuru yawe.
How are you doing there in Kigali?
Pretty good. I'm actually in Gisenyi right now.
Oh, nice. So tell me, how was the festival?
Meet you at the festival.
I'm so sorry I could not come. But my thoughts were with you, and now I want to know how it was.
It was great. We had fun. Well, I mean, it was really great. The performance were amazing. You know?
Really?
Like, first band to the last one. I mean, from the unknown to the known.
Yeah, I saw that you had a lot of local acts, like 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes all day long, and then two really big acts every night.
Exactly.
I saw that on one of the nights you had the Ugandan superstar, Eddie Kenzo.
Definitely. He surprised everybody because he came in with a 12-piece band, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my gosh.
Including a trombone and a trumpet.
Wow.
And instrumentalist, and he just put on a show of his lifetime.
Man, I'm sure everybody was crazy dancing.
Crazy dancing, crazy screaming, crazy, like really, he was on top of his game. A tight band, he played for almost an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh. Did he come straight from Uganda?
Yep, he was in Uganda.
And then the next night you had Kenyan Sauti Sol.
Yeah, Sauti Sol came in and all the ladies were screaming in front of, I don't know, some boys band from America from the 80s or something, I don't know. Boys to Men or New Edition or something.
Yeah.
Very popular with the ladies, of course with the men too and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But a very good tight band and very good singers and really good arrangements in their songs. And of course, you know, playing with the crowd a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with the crowd, it was actually all fun. And then we had Soleil Laurent. Yeah, the American soulful rocker. It was really good to see Rwandans respond to that type of music in the way they did. From the very first guitar riff, the crowd went crazy.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so she really, like, she won the crowd that way. You know, she really left a big impact on Rwandans.
Oh, that's nice.
Our own, you know, local artist really played some amazing sets.
Mm-hmm.
Starting earlier on with Angel Mutoni and Mike Kayura, Ricky Password, Teta Diana. I had Riderman, who was a star here, who did an amazing job with our students from the music school.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then Makanyaga, you know, just did an amazing job. We had Ben Gabo Kipeti, who's also a seasoned artist, had a really, really good set. And the sisters did an amazing job. It's just everybody really played some amazing sets.
That was Jacques Murigande speaking from Gisenyi, Rwanda, about his music festival, the one and only in the country called Kigali Up. Now, there's more of this interview, but first, let's listen to one of the headliners at that festival that apparently put on the show of a lifetime with a 12-piece live band. It's Eddie Kenzo. This song has the best video ever.
Sana, you can't see me. Nenzina mu,
kitambo sana mze sitalosi sitalosi mze sitalosi ni boss sitalosi dance dance ye baba bubu kempumulo ye baba bubu kempumulo akalero kansonga akubye ndi mu mudu ya chigoma sagala nyombo Uwange no sawa ya nungo Bagande sagala nyombo Inu sawa ya chikiri Mwama sembera Mulamu wasawa Jangu fetare Yansiri hakulika Nekazine Nenzina mumama Mulamu wajisera Ato muziki zuri sana Nekazine Nenzina mumama Mulamu wajisera Sana, the Sitalosi, Sitalosi, the Sitalosi, the boss, Sitalosi, dance, dance, Abande, Unobulamu, Zimbabwe, Kalimunde, Kenangi, when you get a much and food, and those at the Kubana, actually count that, never came to the Ganga. Itali musana, oh mama, oh la la, yeah. Oh agariba, oh agariba,
kati toba kona chungamba, jango mziki tugusamba, kambe toba kona chungamba, jango enu tuichangi,
aye le 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 le, aye le 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 le,
le kanzine,
nenzina mumama, unamu wajisera, ato mziki zuri sana,
le kanzine.
Love that song. That was Sichalos by Eddie Kenzo out of Uganda. You know, that video won the BET Africa Best International Video Award this year, and it deserved it.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
All right. Hey, everybody, it's Heather. So getting back to the Kigali Up Festival that happened July 25th and 26th, here is its director and great musician, Jacques Popo Murigande. He's on the phone with me direct from Gisenyi. Listen to what he has to say now about the future for Kigali Up.
The festival idea hasn't really sunk into the local artists quite well.
Oh, the artists or the community?
The Rwandan artists. They still come in late, you know? Most of them try to come late, or other artists come and say, hey, can I play today?
So why is that?
Yeah, you're wasting time trying to respond to everybody. Say, you cannot play because this is a festival. No? And
that's funny.
Why is that? It really hasn't been understood well, the concept of a festival.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes the same for the people coming late to a festival. We have a whole packed show starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 11.
Mm-hmm.
But people really start coming in, you know, like they start coming in around 5.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have to have a strategy, and we have to have some workshops to explain to the artist what is a festival and why exactly, you know, we're having this festival. Mm. And what, you know, why it's so important to come early to a festival. And
wow,
the food was amazing, and the drinks were there, and people really drank and ate. And the DJ area was amazing. Each area, we had a children area also. So, I mean, the whole thing really went really well. It was beyond our expectation this year. I think it's the best way we've ever had, you know, for the last 5 years.
Oh, that's great. Well, so next year...
It was our 5th anniversary, by the way.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have to come next year.
I really will. I will do my best.
Great.
Well, listen, thanks for your time, Popo Murigande.
The pleasure is mine, VOA.
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
You too. Say hello to everybody for me there.
I sure will, and everybody's welcome to Rwanda.
VOA.
Great. That was Popo Murigande, the director of the Kigali Up Music Festival.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Here's something new, a hot single by Chicane. This is a sister trio from Delta State, Nigeria.
Do me. Relax, relax. Give me sugar. Yeah.
Root. I love it. That was Chicane. Hey, everybody, how are you doing? This is Heather. Some call me Maxie.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
Cool. This is Heather, y'all, spinning the best Pan-African music for you that I can find. I've got a special Salon song from 1969 coming up next, plus fun fan mail with Jackson, a really wonderful song from Benin, a Christian hymn from Cameroon that you're going to love, and one fan request for Salif Keita, plus another song from Mali, and maybe more if we have time. So don't you go looking anywhere else.
Hey, I am Maury Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
All right, y'all. Let's roll out these next 30 minutes, starting with this. Too Many Women by the wondrous S.E. Rogie, recorded in 1969.
Too many women around me. Oh, please just leave me alone. Too many women around me, but that can't make a home. Too many girls around me, they all are saying they love me. But oh, you chickens, just leave me alone. Say they love me, but which one is really sincere? Too many damsels around me, yes, they're all so fine and fair. Too many brownies around me, oh, too many darkies love me. It's just a girl for my own. So pretty little chickens, now stop fooling around. My love has been taken, but another's can be found. Oh, too many women around me. Oh, please just leave me alone. Oh, the lady.
What a sweet song. Can any of you yodel like that anymore? If you can, I need you to call me and yodel right in the phone. I'll play it. All right, it's time for fan mail with Jackson. J
Jackson, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Heather.
So what's going on? How
nothing
you doing?
Nothing much. Just working,
yeah.
Grinding,
yes.
Hustling.
How's
like
the
every
show?
Day. The show is doing so well. We covered youth unemployment this week on Upfront.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm glad to be back right here with you with this fan mail segment. Now, Umar Ali posted this on Facebook. He said, "Hi, Maxie."
He called you Maxie.
I told you last time.
Yes. I miss you in fasting time. Thank God we are back. I got my new radio for music time in Africa. So let's get started.
That is so cool. I wonder what kind of radio he got. Umar, tell me what kind of radio you got.
Probably one of those little transistor radios.
Maybe,
very powerful.
I don't know, but yes. I'm so glad you're tuning in. And I hope you heard the show last week. And this Sunday, if you tune in, you'll hear yourself right now.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll hear us talking about
it. You will hear us talk about it. Now, another Facebook fan, this one doesn't call you Maxi. He's a Mr. Penga Bigila from Nigeria. He posted this request on Facebook. He said, "Please, can you just take one whole period of music time in Africa to play to us only Salif Keita's music? I love this guy's music." I like his request.
That's
only Salif Keita.
Yeah,
I
would love
Salif Keita. I mean, Salif Keita has great music. I'm not sure whether people would be happy with just playing
the whole hour. Yeah, you know, I'd love to say yes, Akbenga, but I don't think I can play the whole thing.
Maybe you can play him two songs of Salif Keita.
Yeah, we'll see.
Say homage, Salif Keita, one of the titans of African music.
That's true. All right, well, so what else do you have?
Well, here's an email you received from Cyril Osalo Amedaman, a listener at the University of Ibadan, Nigeria. "Dear presenter, peace of the Lord be with you and yours. I'm a regular listener to your very interesting program on VOA Music Time Africa, and I usually enjoy it."
Wait, usually?
Yes, all the time, I guess. He enjoys it.
Okay.
And he continues to say, "I'm using this medium to thank you." This is very formal.
It is.
"I'm using this medium to thank you for the very good work you're doing there, and I implore you to keep it up, and God bless you. Presenter dear, I would like you to play the Let Like a Dube's music, Living in a Crazy World, or any other interesting music in the absence of that for my listening pleasure." This man deserves any song he requests.
Just by his writing. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. Thank you.
Very formal. Okay, now, Zero also asked for a copy of this year's 2015 VOA calendar and a t-shirt with God's blessing in anticipation of you granting his request. Then he closes with this: "Once again, keep projecting the image of Africa through Music Time in Africa in VOA, and God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you, and bye for now."
That's a beautiful email. Thank you very much.
It is totally awesome.
Yes. Okay.
You know, send him a t-shirt.
I will.
And a calendar.
Yeah.
You know, put it in the mail.
I sure will.
Looking forward to it.
And that calendar is a 2015 and 16 calendar. So
beautiful
we can have
calendars.
It for the next year. Thank
beautiful
you.
Beautiful
yes,
calendars.
No problem. And any of you listening right now, if you want a calendar, just send me a message and I will be happy to put one on.
How do they send you the message? Do they write to you?
They can write on email or Facebook or Twitter or they
Heather,
can write.
Heather, can you remind your listeners what your email is?
Yeah, it's musictimeafrica.
Musictimeafrica
@voanews.com.
You heard it, Sarah. Well, Sarah knows it, obviously.
Yeah.
Email to you, but all the other listeners, you want a calendar?
Yeah.
A nice VOA calendar? Heather got you.
And if I have t-shirts,
right.
Well, I can also
now,
throw those
Heather,
in, but I don't get them a lot, so I have to be careful.
Right,
about those
right. Now. Well, there's one more.
Oh, yeah.
You posted a new blog post recently about music in Cameroon, didn't you, Heather?
Yeah, I did.
Well, Pius Olukontun posted this comment on that blog post. "Hello, Maxwell. Greetings to you. How was your trip to Cameroon?" That was a couple last year?
It was last year, but I just posted the blog about it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So
I think he thinks maybe I was just there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, just, you know, Heather was not recently there, but she was there. and she loved, you loved, you loved
I
Cameroon.
Loved Cameroon. I still love Cameroon.
I saw some really beautiful videos you shot there too.
Yeah.
You know. Well, he goes on to say, I hope you enjoyed your 8 days mission. You are doing a great job for us in Africa. I'm enjoying your show. You know, these guys are making me feel jealous about, you know, I don't get this much love from my listeners.
It's the music.
It's the music.
It's the music.
Well, let's finish by Asalukanton's email. He says, do not forget your promise that you are coming to Nigeria in 2016.
Ooh.
Okay? Pressure, pressure, pressure. Mr. Olunkotun goes to say, thanks a lot from Pius, Kwara State, Nigeria.
Oh, well, hi, Pius. I don't remember promising I would come, but really would love to. So I promise to try my hardest in 2016. I want to go.
You totally should.
I'll be there.
You know, Heather, you totally should. I agree with Pius. You should try to make a trip to Nigeria.
I'd love to.
Beautiful country, so many different cultures that most of our listeners from the wider part of the African continent would love to hear some of the music you collected
when
you went to Nigeria.
Yes, that's true. Well, thanks for sending me all this fan mail, everybody. Love it. And Jackson, thank you for bringing it in.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me bring in the fan mail.
It's always a pleasure to have you on.
It's such a nice, nice time that I have when I come on to Music Time in Africa.
And let me see. You know what? I think I have a Salif Keita tune right here next to me.
Right.
It's one of my favorites. C'est bon, and it's for Akpenga.
Akpenga, c'est bon, right here.
Yep.
From Heather.
On Music Time.
On the Africa.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, people in the world. Francais to the UK. J.A. to Mali. How we do? Yo, decent people. Stand up and be equal. Yeah. Yeah. One finger in the air. And swing from the left to the right. Nous c'est bon. to the decent people.
Wow, that was the amazing Salif Keita from Mali. And he was requested this week by MTIA fan Akpinga Bigila. Okay, now let me introduce you to this wonderful little hymn by the UB Choir from Cameroon. UB stands for University of Buya. I met these singers last year when I was in Buya. Super nice, bright, and talented students. That was the University of Buya Choir from southwestern Cameroon.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing good. Here now is a song from Benin that has just enchanted me. It's sung by Chela Stella, an artist who enjoyed fame in Benin many years ago, but then disappeared from the music world after moving to France. Now, by the sound of it, I think it was recorded in the late 1990s, and actually the keyboard player really sounds like somebody I know from Ivory Coast, but I can't be for sure. Anyway, this song is just awesome. You check it out. Chella sings about two lovers who were separated because one moved and traveled overseas. They lost contact, but then years later, the one who had traveled sent a message to the other saying, "I've met someone here, but you know, my heart still belongs to you." Here it is. Chella Stella. Everybody, that was Beninese singer Chella Stella with a love song recorded sometime in the 1990s. This is Heather, and well, darlings, there's just time for one more song. So I'm going to take us back to Mali with Oumou Sangaré. She's one of my favorites, and she's really a classic singer from the Wassalou region in the southwest part of Mali. This song is called Soum Soum Ba from her 2008 CD, Kuna Dia.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Wasalun Songstress from Mali, Umu Sangare. And we're at the end of the road, folks. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my special guest, Jacques Popo Murigande, for taking the time out of his busy life in Rwanda to give us the 411 of that 5th Kigali Up Music Festival. Popo is the director of that festival and of the Nyundo School of Music in Gisenyi, and he's doing, you're doing, Popo, a great job there. Also a big thanks to James Brown from the musical group Jomian and the Uklos for his insight into the song by Chela Stella that I played earlier. And then a warm thank you to Jackson Mvunganyi, co-host of Up Front right here on VOA, for reading the fan mail. And finally to all of you who wrote in to me. Thanks so much, everybody. Please keep writing, calling in. I love hearing from you. Tune in again next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Keep it real, people. I'm Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America, and this is Music Time in Africa.